God is a reasonable God. And God created us as human beings to have reasoning abilities, to be able to think about logical conclusions, to think about how things really make sense in our world. And it's interesting to me that in the book of Isaiah, God mentions this reasoning ability in relation to him. He says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." God is saying to us, in essence, just use your heads. Think about it for a minute. Think about how important it is for us to have a right relationship with God, to use our thinking capacities to be able to come and interact with the God who created us, and to recognize that this God who created us is a reasoning God. He thinks. He's omniscient. He has knowledge beyond anything we can even imagine. And he says to us, come and think about this with me, that I have given you a way for your sins to be removed. For though your sins are like scarlet, though there's a darkness in your heart that can't be removed on your own, though their sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. That sin can be washed away, that sin can be taken away entirely. And we know that that happens through faith in Jesus Christ. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. And so when we stop and think about it for a minute, and it really doesn't take a lot of heavy thought to realize that we do have dark hearts. We can just look around us and see that our world is consumed by darkness. We can look in our own hearts and realize that. Our own thought lives, our own actions, our words reveal that there's something wrong inside, that sin nature is there and it's always working against us. But God says, no, that can be remedied. God says, your sins, though there's a scarlet, they can be as white as snow. And when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, he cleanses us from all sin and grants us the righteousness of Jesus Christ so that we can begin to live out this different kind of life. So if you haven't yet put your faith in Jesus Christ, just take a few minutes to think about the ramifications of God's grace and your own sinfulness and what God is offering to us. And as we think through that, as we come to that realization that Jesus is our Savior, we come to a rational conclusion that God is a forgiving and gracious God and that we can be right with him. And then when we're right with him, we begin to live right lives for him. Thanks for taking time to join me for this pastoral visit.